radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definitely feels like February out there today. A chilly day, a breezy day, high temperature up to about 51, but bright sunshine, that helps. Clear, cold tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 29 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a nice day. Saturday's high, upper 50s. Sunday's high in the low 60s. I think we're dry during the day Sunday, but a chance of rain again on Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the hottest new album from Political Medical Records, Fit for the Presidency, with gruesome, disgusting diagnoses from Elizabeth Warren.
Back in 85, tight jeans gave me yeast infections. I got my tubes tied after both of my C-sections.
Bernie Sanders.
I've been working so hard it gave me a heart attack, but I'm doing just fine now.
And Pete Buttigieg.
I got my first cold sore at age 7. Had to get 4 shots of penicillin.
Plus, Amy Klobuchar sings about her overactive sweat glands. And Michael Bloomberg about jock itch. Get it now before there's only one candidate left.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast, happy hour, Miss Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We're going to try and have some fun this afternoon after I have a meltdown or two. Because I don't like what I'm seeing in the paper. We'll start with that in a second.
And here they are.
They being Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow.
Please clap.
Today's advertiser has the big, bold headline, Reid calls out state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the mayor. Like everybody else, I said, well, let's give him a chance. Time's up. You suck. Quote, that was not for an occupational tax. That vote was for home rule. Maybe they want us to be handicapped by the same things that keep them from making decisions. This is how cities operate. This is how you get your trash picked up. I get a bill for that every month.
Yes, and it goes up every year. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I need to pull that mic a little bit closer. This is how we pay police and firefighters.
Nope.
This is how we build community centers.
Nope.
This is how we encourage revitalization. No, this is how you encourage people to get the F out of Montgomery.
Exactly right.
And you better change your tone, man, because you're going to destroy this city.
But if he's not going to be here 5 years from now, if he's got bigger aspirations, he doesn't care about destroying the city.
What's he going to be?
He's got plans to be the next Barack Obama.
Well, guess what?
I know.
We've already had that. We've already gotten burned once. Once is enough.
I agree.
Through revenue, through funds, that doesn't just happen because we pray about it. Wow. That's an income tax. Stop with the occupational tax. It's a 1% income tax on top of what we're already paying.
Exactly right.
In terms, and a 10% sales tax that ranks among the highest in the country.
It's still temporary. Don't forget the sales tax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life is temporary, too.
That's very true, Greg. Yeah. Very true.
I just don't believe what I'm seeing here. This is a city that's already been, that's been hemorrhaging. Since I've moved here, and I don't blame myself for this, since I've moved here, I've watched our market stature diminish.
Yep.
Our market rank has dropped from like around 150, 151, closer to 160 now. I'm not sure of the specific rank. I'm using the Nielsen measurement, you know, where they rank us as a market, you know, the city.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly enough, as we shrink, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road.
Twice a day, Millbrook, growing like crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So everybody left this town to go to the surrounding towns because of what the town is or has become.
And here's the breaking news. Here's the breaking news. Nobody left Montgomery because they weren't paying enough taxes.
Very true.
And you're right. The what is that bill I get from the sewer and water?
It goes up $5 every year. It's gone up $5 every year for the past 2 or 3 years that I know of. And I remember when that was when Strange was in office. That became it was a fee, is what he said. And I think Dan Morris had him finally admit that it's a tax. And that's what it is. It's a tax. So they're saying they're going to raise us, give us this 1%. They're going to take 1% of our money, and they're going to give it to sanitation workers. Wait a minute. We're already doing that for the past 2 years. And last time I checked, the city of Montgomery, our water system and trash system, wasn't hurting for money.
I will not mention... Who broke the frickin' headset in here? It's already loose.
Uh-oh.
You don't have to push this in like you're...
Yes.
Next time you go downstairs, I'll fix it. I'll see what I can do. That's what I do, man.
He's a fixer.
Hey, Greg, I don't know if anybody's told you, but you look great today.
You do, man. I was going to tell you that. You look wonderful. On point. You're nice color to you.
I love you guys, but you're full of...
That okay. Yellow just makes your eyes...
It makes me look like a large bumblebee.
No, it doesn't.
If you come in here and you make me slow down, I will tell you that's kind of bright.
I wore this to reflect my sunny disposition.
We're glad.
So now the people that move from Montgomery to the surrounding areas are going to want, if they have an opportunity to change jobs, they're going to.
All right. Well, basically someone like me who lives in Titus, I'm getting taxed in Montgomery, so I'm getting taxation with absolutely zero representation.
Same here.
I believe that's why we had the American Revolution.
I believe so.
Many years ago.
Yeah. It bothers me. This is not how you build a city.
And didn't they have a hearing on this the other day, and didn't like a lot of people show up and say, don't do this?
Not one person I remember at the hearing said, this is a good idea. I think they were all opposite.
He's really good at listening, isn't he?
Read a room. man, I tell you. Well, what's so bad is...
Read a room, good pun.
What's so bad is I read a statement that said that he's worried that now our state legislators are stepping in on his territory. And who are these people from the outside to tell the city of Montgomery how they can run the city?
Hey, we still live in Alabama.
Well, last time I checked, it's really sad that people from the outside have to protect us from our own leaders. But there's not very many people in the city of Montgomery that want this, so they're welcoming the outside to come in and help us, save us. It's just gotten ridiculous.
You have to, if you want to really revitalize this town, you've got to give tax incentives, not tax increases.
And a water park is not it.
No.
Who the hell goes anywhere for a water park?
I thought it was a joke.
Not anymore. It's part of a bigger thing now. It's not the exclusive event. A water park's not going to do nothing.
And all of this, just as real estate values are bouncing back here, you can testify to that.
Yeah, they are. They're coming back in a good way.
We're a little bit behind the national curve.
But we're on our way up.
On our way up.
We were, yes.
And crap like this is not going to make it work.
Well, Greg, let me ask you. If you're interviewing for a job, and it's in Montgomery, and you've already negotiated your raise and everything, or what money you're going to start at, well, you just took a 1% loss by taking this job.
And you see, it's so typical, especially of liberal Democrat politicians, to look at 1% as, well, that's not a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. That shows complete disrespect for the value of a dollar.
Out of touch, brother.
Completely. So, and you can tell where the newspaper is at with this.
Oh, well, come on.
You know, he calls out state legislature. This is a fearless leader.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sorry.
I just don't buy it, man.
I don't buy it either.
I will.
Our boss doesn't buy it.
No, he doesn't.
He gave us a hint as to what this is going to cost employees of this company.
Yeah. Hey, well done.
And I'm sorry, this is not what we need. This is not what we need.
Let me tell you this, or ask you this. I'm a single female. I've got two kids. I'm trying to raise my daughters here in Montgomery, struggling to survive at $35,000 a year. All of a sudden, I've got to give up a chunk of change, a power bill, for no other reason than because I live in Montgomery.
Yeah.
This is who it's going to hurt.
Well, you know, this is the great master plan. This is why I can't understand why anybody would vote for like any of these Democrats. They want to come in and interfere with everything. They want to take the car out of your driveway with all these BS. And we have become the cleanest consumer of energy on the planet Earth.
No doubt.
And little a-hole Bloomberg can't wait to re-sign that Paris Climate Accord so we can pay for what, I don't know, because the biggest polluters, China and India, they're not affected by this for 10 years. And do you think they're just going to...
They don't care.
...cooperate, China?
Because they know in 10 years they're going to laugh it off again.
I don't understand how people advocate for this. Papa John is our first caller of the
year. Hey, Papa John.
Hey, guys. You know, this whole thing is really a little bit borderline insane. The first thing they should do, and you know my background, all I did was contract operations for municipalities for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll guarantee you, I never went into one mayor's office where I could not say, let me do your contract operations in one area, and I'll promise you I'll save you at least 10% on your operational costs. And you will be with no loss of service. And we usually did a better job of service than the municipalities did by themselves anyway. There are a lot of companies out there that will come in and do it, and they will do it on a basis where they will take just a part of the savings as their payment. So they need to find a company like that, have them come in, cut all of your waste out first, or most of your waste out, and then try to find other revenue sources after you do that.
I want to see the books. I want to see who's collecting a fat paycheck for doing exactly what. I want to see a complete and thorough forensic accounting and see if we don't. Because when we don't live within our means, we have to look at our budgets and find things we have to do without or cut or whatever. That's the responsibility of being an American. You know, when you... You shouldn't spend what you don't have. And when you take a real, like, do I really need Hulu and Netflix and all the rest of this crap on top of a cable bill that's loaded with taxes I don't understand? I wish I had my cable bill handy so I could take a look at that and see.
Oh, your phone bill's same way. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, your pockets picked by nickels and dimes.
Well, I'll say the mark of a good leader is if you end up in a position, you walk in and the first thing you do is your due diligence and find out where you are and if that's where you should be. If it's not where you should be, you need to find out why.
Mm-hmm.
And the last contract that I signed, when I put it in front of the mayor, I saved him 10%, and we made a lot of money on top of that.
Yep.
So I guarantee you there's not a municipality in the world that does not run with at least 20% waste. So I don't have a dog in the fight. I really don't care, except I was born and raised in Montgomery, and I hate to see it going to the pot. Mm-hmm.
Hey, one of my friends, I will not name, but one of my friends who was born and lived here his whole life is having a house built in Prattville.
Yeah.
You know, that's
he's
so
had
sad.
It.
Hey, look, it makes my house worth a lot more. I appreciate it.
Try, Papa.
All right, guys.
Have a good one, buddy.
You too. Bye.
See, he does have a great house.
He's got a wonderful place.
I wish it was a little closer. Just a little closer.
Just a little bit, huh?
Yeah. So, other than the mayor talks about historical, unprecedented legislative overreach after committee vote restricts occupational tax. Sometimes we need protection.
I hate to say it, but sometimes we need parental guidance. And this is one of those times when we need it.
One government entity protecting us from another.
Yeah.
And then what else counts for front page news in this thing?
What you got?
Downtown. This is the front page. In fact, let me give this the full treatment.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Breaking news.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Dateline Prattville. Downtown Prattville is getting a Dollar General store. But design changes will be made to address concerns about the location.
Dollar General.
Dollar General. Site preparation has begun on the lot at 428 East Main.
I think it's kind of downtown Prattville, probably in that little bit of a historic district there.
Dude. Yeah, that's what it says.
It's so nice down there. Why are they going to throw one of those up?
Dollar General, man.
You used the operative word, didn't you? Throw one of those up.
They're not. You see the hill that they start building a Dollar General on? That's like the egg. And then within a few days, boom, that Dollar General is there. No one really knows when they build them. They just show up.
It's either a DG or a Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
There are some conditions placed on the design. We're willing to make concessions to make the gateway downtown look nice.
Oh, not a trashy DG, a fancy one. Mm-hmm.
Said Kelly Steele, a project developer of the Broadway Group, LLC.
Well, you know,
told the City Board of Government.
Pike Road is getting a new restaurant. I don't know if that's in the paper or not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Waffle House.
Uh-huh, fancy.
Well, honestly, that's two restaurants in Pike Road now.
You can't call yourself a city until you have a Waffle
House. That's exactly
and a
right.
DG.
You're not even on the map.
No.
What is that? Somebody uses the Waffle House as a...
FEMA does. FEMA uses the Waffle House.
Yes.
As a guide. If they're open, and how many eggs are going through, and that whole kind of thing. So.
Twice a day is getting another waffle.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Right next to the DG.
Mm-hmm.
And like a half mile away from the other one.
Good location.
We hope you made it through the recent flight. I had a good meme on Facebook today.
Ah.
It's Noah on the Ark. I think
that.
We're in Alabama.
Yes.
If you did not make it through this recent week of rain unscathed and you have damage to your flooring, Georgia Floors Direct is totally equipped to take care of that situation and provide a quick turnaround with quality flooring. And I can assure you that there's no funny stuff, no abrupt price raises, or if anything, whether you need... new flooring because it was damaged or you just would like a new look in your house, they just recently assimilated the inventory of a place that went out of business, and they got a ton of flooring at below wholesale. They're always wholesale, but this is actually below wholesale.
700 room remnants and more to choose from when you stop by and see Jeff Balance and his team at Georgia Floors Direct. They have their own installers, and they've been doing it right for 50 years. And I got to get over there if I can tomorrow, because I need a remnant. I had, well, it wasn't flood damage from the rain. I had that the great bathtub leak of 2019. Everything is held for a year, so I think now I can replace. I just tell people the carpet was designed that way. One end is one color and the other end is the other.
That's fancy.
Faded.
Well, I was in there the other day, man. They've got a wall of remnant tree to choose from, brother. They got more than enough.
I got to get in there and do that, and I'll probably stop by there tomorrow because the current look is what I would call Art Reco. That was supposed to be funny.
Art Reco.
Sorry, we don't have any taste.
Well, I learned a long time ago when Justin was very young not to have carpet in the bathroom.
Well, I don't have that, but right next to it.
Ah, see? I see.
And when the great leak occurred last year.
It flowed on out, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. Tile did just fine. Stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his Mary Bennett Floriers at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. David, Pete, Barbara, we're coming to you in just a minute.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Ryan. License number 84417.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Refreshing bath updates at the right prices. Start with Lowe's. Shop our bath savings event to get up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, toilets, and more. Plus, when you spend $2.99 or more on kitchen and bath purchases using your Lowe's Advantage card, you can get 24-month special financing. Finish off your project with a new coat of paint and save 15% when you buy any four Purdy paintbrushes in-store only. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Bath offer valid through 4-8. Credit offer valid through 2-28. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other credit-related offers. U.S. only.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Received a reminder of who I am and what show I do on this radio station, because we had three people queued up to talk as we went into the break. One survivor at the end. Now, if this was Joey and Jack or Dan Morris, you know, they'd be waiting till Monday. But it's me, so.
No, it's not you, man.
They hear us going to break. I get,
screw off.
And that's it. See you later. Barbara, you hung in there. Thank you.
Lucky me. I believe I'm not mistaken, the Dollar General is going to be on the other side of that viaduct, just down from Food Outlet in the YMCA. I don't think it's in, well, I don't call that the historical section of Prattville. That's what I've been told anyway. I think maybe it might even be in the area. Do you know where the rat farm used to be?
The rat farm?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Right, yeah. At the bottom of the hill.
I think it's going to be in that area. Yeah, we had a rat farm.
Still do.
Hey, business is business. I don't know where they went. And the other comment I'd like to make on
what was the name of it? Ratville Farm Center?
Good one.
Good one, Greg.
All right.
I'll be here until 6, maybe.
Good job.
Try the veal.
Good job. That's your comedian act is what keeps us listening.
I'm so glad you knew it.
The occupational tax, it doesn't affect me. But my question is it is a never-ending tax increase.
Yes.
There's no budget for the city, the county, the state, or the federal government. They think the money is never-ending, so let's just raise a tax.
Because they go out and we allow them to buy votes and pander and promise free things. And then somebody's got to pay for it because there is no such thing as free.
And I'm running out of, you know, I'm a retired state employee and I'm very blessed. I worked 35 years with the state. I'm retired and I draw Social Security. But I'm telling you, it is beginning to, I'm struggling to make ends meet sometimes. I may have to get out and find a part-time job. But somebody sooner or later has got to get the idea that the money doesn't grow on trees. You know, we just don't have that.
Well, that's our job to send that message at the ballot box. We elected this guy, and here we are. It's 3 months into his administration, and he's already bitching about not getting a tax increase in the legislature. Barbara, yeah. Everyone, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Barbara.
It's 3:31. I need to get this on the radio because this show is a job creation machine.
Yes, it is.
And Lewis Lawn And, you know, they've been with me backing up this show and the morning show for well over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten to know them over this time, and they're really terrific folks. They have an immediate opening at their parts counter. It's a full-time gig. They're looking for somebody with good energy and a ready smile, because that's part of what makes them special. The attitude there is great. You can feel it when you walk in. Excellent customer service. So if you're looking or you know somebody who is, I urge you to give them a call at 244-9191 or just stop by at 1135 Northeastern Bypass and fill out an application at Lewis Lawn. Maybe we can get both of these in before we take the bottom of the hour break at 3:32. Chuck?
Hey, Greg. I'm not going to keep you all but just a minute. But let me run a couple of things by you on this occupational tax and things in general in this city. I got a notice today in the mail from my homeowner's insurance company that my homeowner's insurance was going up from $835 to $1,200. I've not had a claim. Nothing. The reason being, according to what they said, is crime, property values, and something else. Well, property values have not increased that much. Crime has. Second of all, that's about our city. All right, now the occupational tax, it's like I said, I called Dan Morris yesterday. You know, Publix is coming to Pike Road. That tax base will increase substantially.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will.
Wetumpka is as close for me to go to the Winn-Dixie in Wetumpka as it is for me to go to the Winn-Dixie in Sturbridge. And not anywhere near as dangerous. And that's where I'll be shopping. Now, although I work part-time, I don't work but about 24 hours a week, my 1% of that wouldn't be enough to buy a cart and a bigger heart. But it's the principle of it. What about the people that earn, you know, that make $150,000 a year? And there's a lot of them in Montgomery. What about the people that make $350,000? Like some of your doctors at these ERs and all. So, and then the third and last thing is the companies like Blue Water Broadcasting. Ask Rick Peters if he can project how much it is going to cost him in man hours for his payroll clerk to deduct 1% from everybody's payroll, write the check to the city, and mail it and all that. What's that going to cost Blue Water?
Well, we have a payroll service that does that. I would imagine that would just be another burden on them, although they may charge more. I really don't know. That's part of the business. Yeah. I don't know. Chuck, thanks for the call. Billy?
Hey, Greg. How you doing today?
Yeah.
Not raining, brother. We got beautiful weather.
It is. Yeah.
That big yellow ball in the sky is back.
Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about my shirt.
No, dude, you look
and
good.
And my weight.
I'm not kidding.
That big yellow ball.
No.
Careful, buddy.
You look good, man. You really do.
But I was just going to let y'all know, I was in a meeting earlier today and with a gentleman that is pretty high up at Maxwell. Every time a new general comes out at Maxwell Air Force Base, he or she will have a primary job. And the last general, their primary job was, and the staff of that general, to get the information system up and running. Something in the work coexistence with Montgomery has is a cloud, some type of cloud, information cloud, and they got that up and going. That general left. Well, a new general is now out there on base, and that general's primary job is there's a brand new school that was built out there on that facility, a K-12 school. They're wanting to expand it, That general job is to get that school the best they possibly can, because they know Montgomery County, Montgomery Public School System is gone. Mm-hmm. So everybody that's coming from around the world to Maxwell Air Force Base, that's their number one concern, is the schools, what schools are like on around the areas.
Right.
And his job is to get the school system up and going top notch on the base. And if it's not done, they're going to close their doors.
Well, we lose Maxwell. I mean, almost since I moved here, the city has been on the precipice. I've watched a lot of legacy businesses close. On the other hand, I have seen the development of downtown and stuff, but the things that have been the problems, or that were the problems in 2005, are many of the same problems today. Crime,
well, I'll give you
fear,
a prime example.
Lack exactly. of feeling safe wherever you go. You can't have that. Can't have that.
Well, he brought up an example, and he brought up the city of Selma and Craig Field. Craig Field was a very vibrant Air Force base.
Yeah.
Back in his...
Sure was.
And education system went to hell in a basket. So did the base. Maxwell Air Force Base could be a prime example of what Craig Air Force Base used to be. So people out and you listen on us, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate the call, Billy. Have a good weekend. 338. Situation I just saw, the Dauphin Island Bridge was struck by a runaway barge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down at Dauphin Island. Major bridge on the Alabama coast closed after being hit by a runaway barge.
Hmm.
Ooh. In case, I know we got lots of folks that that travel down that way on weekends, long or short. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, the place. Let's see what they got new. I saw a couple of things. Oh, wait a minute. No, actually, what's happened is they've sold a lot of the stuff that was there earlier.
Is Volkswagen gone?
Yeah. Yeah, when I tell you about the Lexus got sold.
Lexus is gone, too?
A lot of stuff that we were talking about this morning is gone this afternoon. Do not be discouraged. A, they have a great locator service there, so if you're looking for something specific. But if you're shopping in a category of vehicles under $10,000, which is the category they asked me to focus on for you. Speaking of focus, there's a 2009 Ford Focus. And it's under $5,000. These cars meet three really stringent criteria. They must have a good vehicle history. I was there when I was making my sixth purchase from them in the 4 years I've known them. Because they make it so easy to upgrade without doing any payment damage, you know. That's
nice.
How I operate. And there was a beautiful, I think it was like a 2016 or 17 Jetta, white and just like looked like it was brand new. But Tip Thames pulled up the vehicle history and he was shaking. He said, "Man, I'd love to resell that car, but I just can't put that on the lot. It's been in two major accidents."
Mm.
So they vet these vehicles that way. They always check to make sure the interior is clean and pristine. And, of course, most importantly, that the engine has been thoroughly examined by the good doctors in the service department and certified as a vehicle that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. In the credit department there, Greg has over 20 options for financing. So if credit issues have kept you from getting decent wheels, go there, because they will get you done and get you into something you'll be happy to drive at. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got some congestion on the East South Boulevard. Also at Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331 outbound this afternoon. The 31s are still a little bit light, but boy, we make up for it around the city. Atlanta Highway, very busy outbound from downtown. Taylor Road, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic at times all the way through downtown Montgomery. No accidents reported at this time to pass along to you, and that is a good thing. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 points of O'Reilly High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99, plus double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Fire and Rescue is investigating an early morning accident involving a school bus and two other cars. The accident happened at Woodley Road and East South Boulevard in Montgomery. Montgomery Public Schools says a bus driver has minor injuries but did not need treatment. A student and aide were also on the bus but weren't injured. No word yet on the condition of the other drivers. Plus, Alabama's ninth severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday started today at noon and lasts through Sunday at midnight. Alabama shoppers can stock up tax-free on common supplies that every home and business needs to prepare for a natural disaster or general emergencies. And if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, the Capital City Cook-Off is back. It kicked off today at the Union Station train shed in downtown Montgomery and lasts through tomorrow evening at 5. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for the freezer tonight with mostly clear skies. The winds will die down and the overnight low temperature drops to about 29 by dawn on Saturday. Saturday is a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 50s. That's a little bit below normal, but not bad. Then on Sunday, high in the low 60s, dry during the day, but a chance of more rain Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I had $1 billion,
if I had $1 billion,
I would not buy billboards or political ads.
And if I had $1 billion,
wouldn't stand on stage and holler.
Wouldn't want president as a job.
I'd be on a beach somewhere warm and tropical.
And if I had $1 billion,
wouldn't wear shirts with a collar.
Would not spend like Bloomberg.
He wastes it all on advertising.
If I had $1 billion,
I'd have no job.
Quit.
Stunning numbers on that Democratic debate Tuesday. Yeah. 33 million, I think, was the total.
I think it's the most it's ever watched.
Why? Yeah, at least since last June, I think. Mm-hmm. Why so many people?
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, but I also think people like Joey called other friends they had and said, dude, are you watching these idiots?
I know.
I gotta see these idiots.
Entertainment.
I have not heard... I actually, when I think back, I know so many people, Jay and others that are not necessarily tuned into politics at the kind of way I would expect them to watch.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah.
Which I can't believe no one has turned to her and said, look here, polka hypocrite. How can you call anybody anything when you are the biggest hypocrite on that stage?
Oh, really? The amazing thing to me, I could not, if I got caught in a lie like she did with the whole fake Indian thing,
I'd be out.
Yeah, I would be ashamed.
Really?
Face the public, I'd be embarrassed to go to the grocery store.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Yeah, I love the horse-faced lesbian thing, too.
If somebody came up to me and said, Seth, I figured it out, you're not Native American. You just got a good tan. And it was true. I'd be like, I have to. You wouldn't see me for a little while.
Right. And that's the part I don't get. She just has no shame. And that's sad, but there's a lot of our politicians.
These are the liberals, right? They're the people that are always talking about values. What kind of value is that when you fake a race to obtain an advantage over other people, as she did?
Yeah. Well, not only that.
That's a crime.
They're all hypocrites on that stage, every single one of them. And I hope this is not the best the Democrats have to offer, because these are all flawed candidates. I wouldn't hire these people to mow my grass, much less run my country.
They couldn't. They'd probably die if they mowed your grass.
Well, what do they got to sell?
Nothing.
Hey, things are good. Incomes are going up. The economy's thriving. There's no inflation. And we're going to be the first to screw it up.
Right.
And that's exactly what they want to do. I'm looking at a story here on Yellowhammer about a Democrat, Vivian Davis Figures of Mobile, expressed her frustration at the military. Senate was considering a package of bills related to making Alabama, as Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth has declared his goal the best and most military-friendly state in the country. Okay. Certainly, we appreciate our military.
Why would we not want
active
that?
And retired. At the end of the legislative military-friendliness day, she did not seem to be feeling the love, and her issue appears to be with a bill that would authorize the formation of public charter schools on or within 1 mile of military installations. What's your problem, lady? See, when you don't do that, then you don't send your kids to their little indoctrination centers. I'm going to play a clip here. The woman's name is Jennifer Mack, and listen to what she has to say. She's a teacher.
My name is Jennifer, and I am the public school teacher who is also the founder of Purple for Parents Indiana. I started Purple for Parents here to expose the truth about Red for Ed, the NEA, and the radical agenda behind it. Red for Ed is using teachers and unsuspecting supporters to shift elections and push subjective and indoctrinating policies into our schools. One of these hot topic issues is a push to change school culture through social emotional learning programs. My school is currently in the third year of its SEL program called Leader in Me. It is used to educate what they call the whole child through language manipulation, role-playing, and influence of morals and values. As a teacher and a parent, I find this program to be very disturbing because these things should be taught by parents. Last Monday, I posted an article that exposed some of the concerns with this program and how you can't opt your child out of it. Fast forward to Friday, Valentine's Day, and I was called into the office where I was fired for speaking out. They said I was making them look bad and that I was being untruthful.
This is, you want the Soviet Union here? There you go. Mm-hmm. Indoctrination centers, and this Democrat from Mobile, we want our military kids going to our little indoctrination centers. 353. We got traffic coming up. We won't be able to take any calls until after 4. So, Sandy, East, Chad, if you can hold, fine. If you want to call back after 4, please do. Duncan Tomlinson, specializes in representing men in matters of divorce, but they know their stuff, and if it's not limited to that, that is their specialty. In fact, I know several female clients of Duncan Tomlinson who not only raved about their expertise, but the support they felt going through the process. You need to know that they're in your corner looking out for your best interest. In the event you're in a situation where there's nothing to be contested, they have a flat rate of $7.99 for those kinds of situations, and they can help you with family matters like wills and so forth. It's a very complete service, but again, if you want to see the difference they've made for people, visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the powerful testimonials there. Or reach out for a consultation at 819-4810. 819-4810 for Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We'll see what Skipper's got going in just a bit.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookie. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident in Prattville, East Main, in front of Harbor Freight. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. We are very congested on the Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive out to 231. Very congested this afternoon. East South Boulevard, spotty congestion at the Troy Highway intersection in front of Baptist, Norman Bridge and Highway 331 outbound. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everything's rolling along at the speed limit at this time. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation.